Today, it was all about jobs, the jobs that didn't happen. It's the Business News headlines for Wednesday, the 4th day of August. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, Tyson Foods says to workers, get the vaccine. Lockheed Martin loses its CFO abruptly. Heard about airless tires? You will today. GM recalls and money made the news. Google fires 80 workers, and we'll share why. Mexico is suing U.S. companies over guns. Meanwhile, Honeywell air filters and COVID-19. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Target has a new deal for college students. For the interview, you'll meet author and new age hippie Tricia Trixie in a very personal conversation. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
As always, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. It was a stunning bit of news this morning as the U.S. reported only 330,000 private payroll jobs created in July. That was well below the estimate of over 653,000 that was expected. The report from ADP said the leisure and hospitality sector led all others, and the goods produced or manufacturing segment only added 12,000 new jobs, and construction just 1,000. July's job growth was the smallest since February. The ADP count, done in conjunction with Moody's Analytics, comes 2 days before the more closely watched Labor Department non-farm payrolls release. The two reports can differ significantly, but have been fairly close this year. Through June, ADP had averaged about 30,000 fewer jobs a month than the official government tally. Getting the blame for the anemic report is the uncertainty of the rise of COVID-19 cases across the U.S. That, of course, got the attention of Wall Street, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Last year, the meat packing industry fell apart as the pandemic sickened thousands of workers. Tyson Foods, not wanting to go down that road again, has demanded that all of its 139,000 workers get vaccinated. CBS News is reporting that senior corporate executives at Tyson must be vaccinated by September 24, in-office workers by October 1st, and all other employees by November 1st. Currently, less than half of Tyson's workers have been vaccinated, that according to the company. Tyson is offering $200 to frontline workers who get vaccinated as part of its efforts to fully vaccinate its workforce. The company is joining a growing list of corporations that are now demanding workers get the vaccine. Well, that was abrupt. Bloomberg is reporting that Lockheed Martin Chief Financial Officer Ken Posenride is retiring immediately due to personal reasons and will be replaced on an interim basis by a long-term company veteran. The surprise exit comes just days before Lockheed, the world's largest defense contractor, is slated to host a conference for investors. John Millard, the corporate treasurer, will step in as acting CFO for Posenride, who had held the top financial role since 2019 at the Bethesda, Maryland-based company. Lockheed, in a statement, said that Posenride's abrupt departure is not related to any financial or accounting issue or any disagreement with the company or any matter relating to the company's operations, policies, or practices. Hang on. Airless tires could soon be a thing on U.S. vehicles. Oh, really? Newsweek is reporting that tire giant Michelin is testing out a new tire called a tweel. That's the merging of the words tire and wheel. The Tweel is airless and designed to work as an ordinary tire. The U.S. Army, in conjunction with Michelin, has utilized the Tropic Regions Test Center in South America to test out the Tweels on various Army vehicles. Reports are that they're not very comfortable, but the Tweel will never go flat. The airless tires prove to be durable and can operate under multiple terrains. They also last three times longer than regular tires after being tested in the jungle and on land. Michelin plans to introduce the Tweel tires to civilian cars in 2024. Over the past several weeks, we've reported on several recalls ordered by General Motors. Those recalls cost money, and today GM stock was down by nearly 9% as the company missed its earnings mark due to $1.9 billion in warranty and recall costs. The stock dropped to $52.79 a share. That's the lowest price since March. The tech giant Google has fired 80 workers, and you're not going to believe why. Business Insider is reporting that dozens of employees were terminated for abusing internal tools to access user data. In some cases, according to the report, some Google employees spied on other employees using those Google tools, which would violate the company's policies. Google fired 36 employees last year, most of which were for improperly handling confidential information, like sharing it with people outside the company. The company fired 18 people in 2018 and 26 in 2019, also for security-related reasons. Well, Mexico has had it when it comes to guns, and the country is suing U.S. gun manufacturers over the issue. CNBC is reporting that the Mexican government presented a civil lawsuit against several U.S. gun manufacturers, alleging that they contribute to illegal gun trafficking in Mexico. Among the defendants being sued are Smith & Wesson, Barrett Firearms, Beretta USA, Colt Manufacturing Company, and other major names in the gun industry. Gun manufacturers are accused of negligent business practices that facilitate smuggling guns to Mexico and cause massive damage to the country. The lawsuit alleges that they knowingly supply the criminal gun market in Mexico in particular, noting that their military-style guns often end up in the hands of drug cartels and other criminals that inflict harm to civilians and government personnel. The companies named did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The Mexican government seeks compensation for the financial toll and bloodshed caused by the defendants' unlawful conduct and is seeking an estimated $10 billion. Well, there's a story out about air filters and COVID. Bloomberg is reporting that Honeywell International is developing a coating for air filters that kills as much as 98% of the coronavirus and may be ready as soon as the end of September. The chemical coating would need Food and Drug Administration approval, and Honeywell is enlisting the states of Texas and North Carolina as partners to help accelerate the process. The coating will allow for a drop-in alternative to current heating and air conditioning filters at schools and commercial buildings, which would avoid costly upgrades for those systems to handle denser filtration. The jobs report today put a big damper on Wall Street as the Dow sank by 323 points to end the day at 34,792. The S&P 500 fell by 20 points to 4,402. The NASDAQ outperformed, posting up 18 points and settling at 14,780. It was not only the jobs report that spooked investors, but the lingering concern over the rapid spread of the Delta variant among young people who have not been vaccinated. The biggest worry is that with fall approaching and COVID cases climbing, we could be in for a fail when it comes to the U.S. economy. The 10-year T-note rose to 1.183%, the largest one-day yield gain in nearly a week. Shares of Robinhood stock, get this, topped $70 a share, well above the IPO price of $38 of just last week. And finally, there is this. In a bid to recruit and retain workers, Target is following Walmart's lead and launching a perk that covers the cost of college tuition, fees, and textbooks for its 340,000 full and part-time workers. Target's initiative, which launches this fall, covers undergraduate costs at more than 40 institutions and pays up to $10,000 annually for master's programs at those schools. The retail giant joins other U.S. companies, including Chipotle and Starbucks, in offering programs that pay for college in a highly competitive job market. All right, stay with us because you're just a click away from a conversation with author and fashionista Tricia Trixie, who's making some travel rounds as she deals with a very uncertain future, but she's not about to lose faith. Tricia Trixie is coming up next for the interview.